drive to Cedar Rapids, Washington, as we get ready for the back half of our boys and girl doubleheader here this evening. Girls game in the books, won by Washington tonight, 62-26. And we get ready for the boys contest between the Washington Warriors and the Jefferson Jayhawks. Welcome in, Scott Unash, alongside Denny Gettle here for the boys game as we get ready for this one. Very similar teams coming at it. Jefferson, 7-7 on the year, 5-6 in the MVC. Washington, 7-8 on the year. Warriors, 4-7 right now, coming into play tonight in the Mississippi Division of the conference. And big game, Denny, not only for both teams because they're right basically at the 500 mark, but also now you know what pod you're in, and now you start thinking of seeding because those meetings come up next Wednesday night where they're going to put either a 1, 2, 3, 4, or a 5, or a 6 next to your name.
You're talking about seeding for the sub-states. There's 8 sub-states in this class, 6 teams per sub-state, and the coaches sit down together and hammer it out based on how the teams have done against each other and how they're doing. So big game all the way, and, you know, speaking of that, it's pretty much just games all the way. I was going through these two teams' remaining schedules, and I think each team will have 3 practices between now and the end of the season.
Yeah.
It's mostly just play game.
Yeah, it's kind of an NBA schedule, but hey, the kids like to play more than they like to practice, as you know.
Really?
That's nothing new to you.
I think that's true.
Nothing new to you, right? Like we said, a very big game for both of these teams coming in here, and Jefferson's got a chance to do something tonight that has not been done in a while, and that is to sweep both Washington and Kennedy in the same year. Jefferson got Kennedy twice. Jefferson won the first battle between these two teams, 66-52, way back in early December, and they get ready to go at it here tonight on February the 1st.
And they're all in different sub-states, so the only way they could meet a third time is to get to Des Moines. So if this is a key season, really, for both these programs, because winning seasons have not been in the cards much. Jefferson's last winning season was 2012 and 13, and the Warriors have had just one back in 2014 and 15 in the last 5. So both these teams, I'm sure, have a winning season as one of their main goals the rest of the way.
Got two teams going out of here that are pretty similar. Both like to get up and down a little bit. Washington scores in the low 60s. Jefferson in the high 50s coming in. One thing that's different, though, is Washington's going to have a big height advantage in this basketball game. But, hey, that's nothing new to Jefferson.
No, I was looking at stats, and if these stats are correct, Jefferson has only 124 turnovers on the year, according to Quick Stats. That's a very low number compared to the 210 by Wash. So Jeff may have the advantage handling the ball. They tend to play lower scoring games. They score usually in the high 50s, and the Wash team usually is in the mid-60s. But as you said, Wash has pretty good rebounding numbers, so they might have the edge on the board. So taking care of the basketball and dominating the backboard should be key factors tonight.
Jefferson likes to shoot the threes. Wash likes to go inside a little bit more. Jayhawks average over 22 three-pointers per contest, so they will launch, and they are very, very good at it, shooting 35% as a team. Warriors, though, one percentage point better at 36%, although they don't shoot quite as many, but the Warriors get to the free throw line a lot more than this Jefferson team does on average.
Well, and back to the rebounding, Scott, there are two key rebounders for the Jayhawks, and that'd be Shockley and Hawkins, DeMonte Hawkins and Rayshon Shockley. And for the Warriors, McCurry and Haug are the two big rebounders. So we'll see how those four guys battle on the board.
And it's been a while since these two teams have played. They played last Saturday, in fact, both these teams did. But that was the only game they have had in the last 2 weeks. So unlike the girls, who just played a little bit ago when they had a game this week, and Wash played last night, and they go back-to-back. But these two teams, we'll have to see if there's a little bit of a rust factor.
Yeah, and I don't think they were able to practice every day this week with extreme weather conditions and buildings just flat closed. But so I'm sure practices have been a little bit chaotic, and getting ready for games, you know, getting those film sessions, all those things you like to do as a coach to get ready for a game. You get ready for one, and bam, you have another one the next day. So it presents a lot of challenges for the coaches.
Got to really count on your assistants, too.
You bet.
As they get the scouts of these two games. It is the second meeting of the year, though, so these two teams know each other very, very well. Jefferson has been pretty hot as of late. They've won three of their last four. They only lost to Prairie last Saturday, 82-68. And for Cedar Rapids, Washington, they've been kind of on a roller coaster this year, the Warriors have. Win two or three, then drop two or three. They're on the upcycle right now because they're coming off that win over Kennedy the other day, 77-70.
I noticed that Jefferson's last five wins have been by 3 points, 4 points, 3 points, 1 point, and 5 points. So they've been in a lot of tight games and have pulled them out recently. Warriors have not been in quite as many tight games, but more high-scoring games.
Jefferson 7-7 and Wash 7-8 coming in as the Warriors make it back out on the court here, the Jayhawks. And the Warriors following them back out onto the court here. And Hall of Fame night at Washington, nice class going in that the Warriors have inducted this year.
Yeah, it was a very good class, and it just seems like they never run out of deserving people. It's been ongoing since Dwayne Kramer got it started in 1988. So I think my math is correct, be the 32nd year they've inducted, and really good people this year. And a number of older people from the 70s that maybe are not as familiar to current fans, but there were some recent ones. Larry Johnson, quite an athlete, track athlete, went to Wartburg, had a great career there. Micah Mims, the head coach over at Mount Mercy, who had a great career as a basketball player. Blake Rowland, those are the three modern-day athletes who were inducted tonight. Yeah. But an excellent crop that we could run through all the way.
Yeah, and Blake's cousin, Emmanuel, going to be playing tonight for Cedar Rapids, Washington. And yep. escorted Blake out there onto the middle of the floor. So it was great to see that. Great to see Frank Howell here as well. Got a chance to briefly say hi to him and talk with him. But his Graceland team getting better and better each year. Goes up against Micah and her Mount Mercy team.
They are. He's so loyal to this program. I know it was the most difficult decision of his life to decide whether to leave Wash and go on to Graceland, who has had a program that was really in the dumps. And he's got them turned around in a couple years there, and not surprising.
Other games tonight in the MVC on the boys' side. Three other doubleheaders, as we talked about in the girls' game. During the girls' game, Kennedy is at Prairie tonight for a doubleheader. Also, Dubuque Wallard is at Dubuque Senior. Cedar Falls is at Waterloo West. Those are all doubleheaders. Liberty is at Xavier. Linmar is up at Waterloo East. And Hempstead is taking on Western Dubuque coming up. The standings right now in the MVC on the boys' side. On the Mississippi Division side, Dubuque Senior right now with a one-game lead in the loss column. They are at 9-1, just ahead of Cedar Falls and Prairie. They are both at 9-2 coming in. They share second place. And you've got Waterloo East at 6-5. After that, you've got Washington at 4-7, Xavier 3-7, Western Dubuque 3-8, and City High 1-11. And on the Valley Division side, Iowa City West and Linmar kind of in a two-team battle. West at 9-2, Linmar right behind at 7-3 right now. And then you've got a kind of a log jam with Jefferson in there and Waterloo West at 5-6, Kennedy at 5-7, Wallard and Liberty 4-7 in there as well, and Hempstead in there at 4-6. So starting to get things as we get into the month of February.
Well, a couple of interesting things that caught my eye there. Out of 16 teams, only six are over 500 in the league. And I think only one of them is going to get a number one seed in a substate. I'm guessing Cedar Falls will get a number one seed, and I think the others are going to have to do some work here in the remaining games to get a one seed.
But I tell you what, just tremendous, tremendous parity in this league. Maybe
exactly.
Not that great team, but boy, there's so many good teams.
Yep, they're going to make their presence felt once the tournament starts.
Iowa leading with under four to go, 65 to 54. So that is the score down in Iowa City. And great to have you with us with one ear onto our coverage here. Let's go ahead and set our starting lineups for this one here tonight. First of all, for the visitors in this longtime rivalry, the oldest in the Metro, the Jayhawks of Cedar Rapids Jefferson, 7-7 on the season, 5-6 in MVC play. From Jayhawks, there are four guards and one forward. It'll be at one guard, number 21, Willie Guy III. Leading scorer for Jefferson, 15.2 points per ball game, 4.5 rebounds, and 4 assists per contest. Also at a guard, it'll be number 23, DeMonte Hawkins, 6 foot even and a senior. Hawkins averaging 4.6 points and a team high 7 rebounds a game. At guard, number 1, Ozzie Myborg, the 5'11 junior. Myborg at 12.9 points a game, a 34% 3-point shooter. And also at a guard, it'll be number 2, Blaze Bozek, the 5'9 senior, 8.1 points per ball game, shooting 41% from the field. And the forward, number 5, is Rajon Shockley, the 6'2 junior, averaging 9.2 points and 6 rebounds per game. Head coach for the Jayhawks is Brandon Horman. Now the starting lineup for the home team, the Warriors of Cedar Rapids, Washington, 7-8 on the year and 4-7 in the Mississippi Valley Conference. For Washington, at a forward, it'll be number 32, Jamar Thurman. Thurman, a 6'3 junior, 8.5 points and just under 4 rebounds a game. Also to four, number 20 is Chandler Haug, 6'5 and a senior. And Haug averaging 9.7 points and about 3.5 rebounds per game. The center is number 21, Nick McCurry, 6'6 and a senior. Leads Washington in scoring and rebounding, 18.7 points and 6.5 rebounds a game, shooting 51%. From the field. And the guards at the point, number 3, Ross Snitker, the 5'9 senior. Snitker at 7.6 points, 3.5 rebounds, and 5 assists a game. And also at a guard, number 4, Emmanuel Rowland, the 6'1 senior. Rowland at 7 points a game. Head coach for the Washington Warriors is Justin Decker. Washington, their home whites with the red and blue trim, and the Jayhawks in their traveling Columbia blue with the white and the silver trim. Lights are out, Denny. It's the big time here when they do the introductions.
It is, and you know, this 62-year history of these two schools, it's probably about the 150th meeting. I don't know what the all-time record is, but they've met a lot of times over the years. Jefferson has won the last four in this series, including the opener this year, 66-52. And they've won 7 of the last 8. So the Warriors' only win during that time was 2 years ago, a 2-point win on this court.
So we'll see what happens tonight. As crowd assembled, kids on their feet, I say we're ready to go. Well, what are you looking for?
It's game time. And I think points off turnovers are going to be key here. Who can get points off turnovers? And I think the battle of the boards that we talked about, and the motivation, which team's more motivated to get that winning season. Washington, by the way, still has not played a game this year at full strength.
Nope, they have not. It'll be McCurry to tip it up against Shockley as we are set to go here on Warrior Hall of Fame night, and the tip goes out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Jefferson. So the Jayhawks will have it going to the bucket to our right.
And they didn't have to go to the monitor.
No, plus already. Jayhawks will inbound, and it'll be Shockley to bring it up this first possession. And we've got a stoppage of play.
The
and
clock's run 22 seconds off already. That can't be right.
Well, we got that, and we are wondering which way the arrow goes. And now the clock. Now they've adjusted it. There you go, Denny, to 7:55. And we're ready to go. Now we're back underway. Wash man-to-man. Going to be Thurman on Shockley. Going to be, interestingly enough, McCurry on Myborg here to start things off.
And Myborg's quite a player.
good shooter from the outside, good penetrator. They spin the pass down low. Shockley goes back door, layup good. Cutting through the lane, Willie Guy the third.
Just a give and go.
And the Warriors with an unforced error on the inbound. And that'll give it right back to Jefferson. Well, maybe that answers your question. Who wants it more? And Jefferson gives it right back off the turnover.
Steal by Roland.
Man to man for the Jayhawks. McCurry with the pull-up. Good for 10 left of the lane. His confidence is really sky high right now. Tied at 2. Guy up top to my board. McCurry on him. Big height advantage. Shockley in the lane. Got doubled. Bounces to Hawkins. 3 on the way. Curls in and out. And Jamar Thurman claims the rebound. Snitker up the near boards with Roland. And now Jefferson will drop back into the 2-3 zone. This is about all that Jefferson will play. They'll go man very few times.
And Wash had a difficult time attacking it over in the Jefferson gym early in the season.
Make Wash shoot it from the outside. Snitker holds it high, drops it inside. Thurman, nice spin move against the double team and got fouled. And he'll go to the line for 2.
Thurman's a space heater in there. And he made a nice move.
Shockley will get the foul. And Thurman will go to the line for 2 free throws. We mentioned Wash gets to the line a lot. And the line drive free throw is good.
He's a good free throw shooter.
77%. Wash, not bad as a team at 68%. Second free throw, also good.
Not a lot of arch, as you said.
4-2 lead. Guy quickly into the front court for Jefferson. As the Jayhawks attack Washington here in the bucket to our right. Hawkins looking back door instead to the corner. Up top, Guy going to be rolling on him. Turns, fires a 3, missed it. Rebound, fought for, and the Warriors get it.
McCurry and Hogg fought over the ball. McCurry ended up with it.
McCurry's had an all-conference type year.
Definitely. He's raised his average a point and a half in the last 3 games.
Maybe even an all-state type of year. They're going to isolate him in the left corner, turns down the shot, and now the Warriors will set it up against the 2-3. Curry works against Bozek, high post down to Thurman, turns, got doubled, kicks it to Howe. Now McCurry starts to drive in. They play catch with it. The Warriors taking their time. McCurry, stutter dribble on the drive in, and he was fouled. He'll go to the line.
Might be on Guy.
First on Willie, and the second on Jefferson. There you go. 3 possessions, and Wash has been on the line twice. McCurry will go to the free throw stripe. Very good from the line at 84%. And this one's up and good.
Well, Jefferson's playing a lot of perimeter pressure out of that zone, and Wash is going to have to be aggressive and attack it, try and get it on the inside.
Free throw number 2 is up and good. And Washington with the early lead at 6-2. Little Warrior pressure. Trying to trap in the backcourt. Quickly into the front. Bozek, nice lob down low. Shockley with a catch. Layup, no, but he drew the foul.
On Chandler Haug, I believe.
You are correct. And Jefferson gets to the line with Shockley, who's really picked up his free throw shooting this year. Up to 67%, but he misses that one.
I mentioned that the Warriors have not been at full strength. Snicker missed a game. Haug, I think, is
just a couple weeks.
Seen limited action so far. And Campbell Mitvalski, their number 2 scorer, has only played in 5 games.
Both free throws no good. And Washington with the lead and the ball at 6-2. Snitker holds it at the center circle to Roland. Feet inside, stolen away. Guy read it, stole it. 2-on-2 break, and he'll hold it up.
Thurman was a little too deep that time, and the pass never got to him.
Bozek goes crossover. Drives above the free throw line as they work the weave out top. Fake, drive in by Myborg. Back to Bozek. Wash has got their tall players on Jefferson's shooting guards. Here's Myborg, pull up 3, and he connects.
I really like him. His father was a great player at Jefferson, Torrey Myboard.
Really good one. 6-5, the Warrior lead down to one. 4:40 to play here in the opening quarter. Thurman turns at the free throw line, drives, and traveled with it as he left his feet.
And that time, Willa Guy got his hand right on the ball and forced the travel there, even with his one foul, not afraid to be aggressive.
Warriors will bring Joe McKinstry in. 6'3 senior, good outside shooter for Washington. And now the Warriors are going to go zone.
1-3-1 with Snicker in the back.
With rolling out front. Here is the layup attempt, no good. A flying layup. Jefferson got the rebound. Guy in the ball fake. Takes it up top, whips the pass to Bozek. Right back to Guy. He goes up for three, in and out, back in again for Willie Guy. And a timeout, Washington.
As the Jayhawks take the lead at 8-6.
Six in a row put up by the Jayhawks on back-to-back threes, one by Myborg and one by Guy.
They got the opening basket, then Wash scored six, now Jeff with six.
Iowa looks like they're going to beat Michigan in 90 seconds to play. Hawks up by 15.
Wow.
That's a good win.
That's their signature win of the season, along with Iowa State. Yeah.
Justin Decker was not happy with the defense.
No. Jeff is tough to guard. I think you're going to have to change up defenses on him, but they got a lot of sneaky, quick players.
A little bit of half court, trapping pressure. McCurry turns and gets it away to Roland. Cross court pass, Snicker lobs it down low. Catch by Thurman, reverses it up. Good, it'll count a foul. A lot of whistles here in the early going.
There's an assist by Snicker, and he averages 5.5 assists a game. A very large number.
Picks up his first one there. Thurman for the three-point play, and he completes it. He's got five, and we seesaw back and forth. Wash back up by one at 9-8. Dribble drive, Guy fakes. Turnaround, high archer, missed everything, and Thurman claims the board. Snicker will bring it up, face guarded by Blaze Bozek. Wash will be a little bit deeper, but both teams could go 7 or 8. The ball fumbled by Thurman inside.
Roland trying to make that entry pass from a little too far away.
It's already 4 Wash turnovers.
Yep.
In the ball game. Here's Guy, a little shake and bake move, kick outside. Bozek for three, left it short, and Thurman the rebound. Went high to get it. Here comes Snitker on the run. Angles right with the dribble. Leaves it for McKinstry. And now Wash will set it back up. There's the touch by McCurry. Tried the whip pass inside. Deflected. Picked back up by Washington. High post. McCurry. Rolling. Back up top to Snitker. So they work it outside the arc. McCurry inside, forces his way up, turn around, in and out, and the rebound to Willie Guy. Long lead pass, catch in traffic, Shockley has it, goes up, and scores. Went right around Ross Snitker. And Iowa has won, 74-59, it is a final. 10-9 here, Jefferson up by a point, 2.5 to play first quarter. Skip pass, now to McKinstry, fakes in the corner, closes it out. Back to Roland, left wing for three, short, and we're going to have a push, I think, on Jeff.
Shockley?
I think Hawkins.
Yep.
And that is his second. This crew, over the years, has tended to call it very close. First time we've seen them this year out of the tri-state area. Riley Pankey into the game now for Washington. Backup point guard. 6-foot junior. Off the inbound, Howe goes up, and a late whistle and a foul. Z tried to reverse it.
Two offensive boards there by the Warriors.
Sam Staley picks up the foul, his first 15th foul. Staley just into the ballgame. 6-1 and a senior. His free throw is up and good by Chandler Howe.
Warriors 6-for-6 from the line by my count.
Howe's at 58% for the year. And can't get the roll in the second, but McKinstry with a putback as a couple of Jayhawks mistimed their lead.
And it fell right into his hand. Easiest offensive rebound he'll ever get.
12-10 lead for Washington. Myboard coming off the screen with a stop-and-go move. A free throw line, kick up top to Guy. Pull-up three-pointer good for Willie Guy. He has been so hot from the perimeter lately.
And that was a heat check.
33% for the year, but over the last couple of weeks, he's been on fire. Nice high-low, Weaver's good. McCurry to Haug.
And what Haug did there is something the Warriors have to do. They've got to move on that inside.
Foul on Pankey as he tried to pick up Willie Guy. First on Pankey, team foul number two. Jackson Snyder, 6'4 senior, comes into the Jefferson lineup for Rajon Shockley. Yes, it'll be Guy to inbound. Tries to toss it to the backcourt, and a foul on McCurry going for the steal. Didn't mean to do it.
Yeah.
When the opposition player hit the floor, he had to call something.
Yeah, it was not a wise attempt. Thurman returns.
McCurry will check out. Minute 33 to play here in the first. 14-13 Washington. Jefferson with the ball. Guy over to Myborg. Right wing deep three. Missed it. And the rebound to Staley. Got the offensive board, but he traveled with it. Trying to get out of the lane. Senior guard Braden Wright in for Washington, replacing Snitker.
Jefferson, nine field goal attempts, six of them from beyond the arc.
Not anything unusual, really.
No.
Wright wearing that heavy knee brace on that left knee that was injured in football. Pankey standing dribble, top of the circle. Plays catch with the McKinstry between the rings. Bounce up top. Thurman, shake and bake move on the drive and got the layup to go with the right hand.
That was a good take by Thurman.
7 points, under a minute to play. First quarter, Guy going one-on-one. Driving a kick to Bozek. Whips the pass up top to Myborg. Fallaway pull-up from 10 won't go, and Pankey the rebound.
In traffic.
Quick outlet, right, three-on-one. Right, high-arching pull-up, good. 10-footer on the left side of the paint. This is Wash, what they like to do at this tempo. Off balance, Snyder no good, but reverses it back up and in.
That was quite a move.
Had the wherewithal to know where the bucket was.
He did.
18-15, up-tempo first quarter. And the Warriors, I think, will go for the last shot of the first. Right, holding it up top, gets it to McKinstry with 10 seconds. Down the eight, starts to drive left of the lane, jump pass cross court, McKinstry with the catch. Right back to right, quick three, up, no good, it goes out of bounds at the horn, and we are through one. After the first quarter, Cedar Rapids, Washington 18, Cedar Rapids, Jefferson 15. We'll come back with quarter number two in a minute. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball right here on KGYN.
Free offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. When you text the word BACK to 797979, finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text BACK to 797979. Text BACK to 797979.
Sports Radio, KGYM.
Up and down first quarter, a lot of scoring, 18-15 lead after one for the Washington Warriors. You get the first half shooting as soon as you got it ready to go, Danny.
Both teams 50%.
And Jefferson, a lot of those for three. Warriors with the ball facing the 2-3 zone. Pankey and Braden Wright, McKinstry, Chandler Haug and Jamar Thurman. Pankey on the drive, double pump layup, no, and Shockley high to get the rebound. forced it up there and missed everything. I had to Myborg. Turnaround three, won't go. Weak side board to Kindheart. Tried to go inside and off the hands of Snyder. Jefferson with their third turnover. The freshman, Braden Kindheart, into the game for Jefferson. Myborg, Shockley, Guy, and Snyder. Thurman inside. Turnaround move, no, on the spin, and chased down by Haug in the near corner. Warriors with another offensive rebound.
Haug's third rebound of the game already.
McKinstry, deep three, and he hit it.
That's his weapon. He's about a 38% three-point shooter.
Quick shot, Jefferson, no good. Comes out deep to Pankey. Six-point Warrior lead, biggest of the night. Pass tipped out of bounds, or the dribble tipped out of bounds from behind. It'll stay with Washington.
McCurry and Snicker return for the Warriors. First quarter, Wash, it was 5 for 10 from the field. Jefferson 6 for 12. Wash was 6 out of 7 at the free throw line.
Inbounds to Thurman. No good on the shot. Tries to follow it. Kept it alive for Snitker. And reaching foul on Ozzie Myborg. His first 6th already against the Jayhawks.
And rebounding, Wash 9-4 edge in that first quarter, including 4 offensive rebounds.
Going to get a timeout taken here by Jefferson.
I think Coach Horman's concerned about that offensive rebounding, but when you play a zone defensively, it's tough to box people out, and Jeff's not a real tall team to begin with.
21-15. This is the biggest lead of the first half so far for Washington. Thing about Jefferson, they take a lot of threes. I'm not sure they like that really quick shot, though.
Yeah.
And they've done it the last couple times, trips down.
Well, you want Guy and Myborg to be primarily your outside shooters, I think.
It'll be Wash ball off the timeout. Each team with 4 remaining. Jefferson back to the 2-3 zone. McCurry back in there. No look pass inside to Thurman. Had a shot blocked. Got it back. Plays it up and in. Down on the block on the right side. It was good help defense there by Jefferson.
Another real good entry pass by Snicker.
Shockley goes inside. Griffith got caught up down low. Kicked it back out. Now the ball tipped away and stolen. Right with the steal. Layup good. It'll count. Wow. That may have actually been tipped in. It's going to count either way.
If it hadn't gone, it would have counted, I think, when goaltending.
And the second foul on Rajon Shockley.
Shockley was way up on the backboard there.
The Wash bench has given the Warriors some energy.
Yeah.
Staley will have to come in, and Shockley will take a seat with 2 fouls. 25-15 Warrior lead.
It was a very good athletic move by Wright, by the way.
Can't get it. Thurman the rebound, and he was fouled on the putback.
Rebound number 4 of the game for Thurman. Very active on the inside.
Second on Staley, so Hawkins, Shockley, and Staley all have 2.
Thurman a 77% free throw shooter.
And curls the first one good. Right now, the height of Washington is just giving Jefferson fits.
Yeah. I think Jefferson, in spite of the score, needs to slow this tempo down a bit.
Kenny Moore is going to come in for Jefferson, 6'1 junior. Blaze Bozek is going to come in as well as the free throw won't go. Back tap, Warriors get it again. Snitker to McCurry. Starts to drive baseline, cut off by Staley. This could be a 4 or 5 point trip. Thurman turns the corner and gets the layup.
He is excited on the floor tonight. Thurman playing, there's a steal.
And to Thurman, another layup. Thurman with 14.
I think Braden Wright got the steal.
Washington has doubled him up, 30-15. Griffith up top, leaves it for Willie Guy, going one-on-one. Guy drives in, got fouled on the jump stop. That could have gone either way.
Yeah, almost a jump ball.
Thurman picks up his first 4th team foul. As Jefferson brings Guy, Myborg, and Bozek back in.
Yeah, you notice when Myborg's not on the floor.
Caden Bowie will come in for the Warriors. That was a line change for
both teams.
Still 5:32 to play. Off the inbound, Staley. Quick high arching turnaround. Good on a little 8-footer on the baseline right.
Nice out of bounds play by the Jayhawks.
30-17. That was a 21-5 Wash run to take that lead of 15.
The foul on Thurman, was that his first?
Yep.
Okay.
Good. McCurry on the turnaround.
He can just hold that ball up high and nobody can get to it.
Guy stop and go move. Takes it inside and he gets the layup to go with the left hand.
He's a terrific athlete.
10 for Willie Guy, 32-19. Wright doubled in the corner. Jump pass finds McCurry up top. Fakes, gets into the corner. Rolling picked up by Guy in the 2-3. 13-point lead, 4:40 to play. Curry, right free throw line. He gets doubled up. Back it comes to Wright in the corner. Wright will try the three. Miss it short and a rebound to Shockley. Brings it up. Weaves his way into the front court. Goes ahead to Guy. Pull up three, in and out. Rebound. Myborg underneath. Rare offensive rebound. Guy off the glass. No. Hit the floor hard and got fouled. Caden Bowie will pick up the foul, his first and the fifth on the Warriors. And Willie Guy to the free throw line for two. As the first one dances off the right side of the iron, no good.
Jayhawks 0 for 3 at the line, is that right?
Correct.
Thurman returns. Paul McCurry.
Willie Guy with one more free throw, a 73%er, and he gets the friendly roll. He's got 11, the lead a dozen at 32-20. Snitker into the front court as we come up on the halfway point of the second quarter. Thurman out to McKinstry, deep three, right wing, too strong, and Shockley tips it to Myborg. Jayhawks on the run. Myborg in the open court. Jump pass to Bozek. He'll go baseline right. Almost traveled with it. Threw it in the traffic. Stolen away. Laid pass ahead. Bodies hit the deck. Picked up by McKinstry. Over to Roland. It banks it in right of the lane.
Wash playing very unselfishly tonight. Moving the ball well.
This is the type of Warrior team. When they play like this, they can beat anybody. And they're going to get a carry on Jefferson.
And Thurman was a little bit fortunate there. Could have picked up his second foul, didn't move his feet.
Mason Reed coming in, 6'2 junior now for Jefferson. He and Ross Snitker smile with one another. Must know each other.
Yeah, Mason lives over here on 34th Street.
3:25 to play here in the first half. Homestanding Warriors by 14, 34-20. Back to the zone. Right now, Brandon Horman just looking for a five. That can get the Jayhawks back into it here. Lob pass, Thurman going one-on-one. Spins in the lane, got doubled, forces up the shot, then tried to chase it down and got it. Back to Roland for three, missed it. And the rebound to Willie Guy. Guy going one-on-one, drives, lost his balance, and the ball was kicked. And it's going to stay with the Jayhawks. As Guy will inbound. Chandler Haug back in now for Washington.
Coach Decker's moving the subs in and out.
Always does. And Guy threw it away. Myborg zigged when Willie thought he was going to zag. 8 turnovers on Jefferson.
Yeah, and they've only gotten 5 shot attempts off in this quarter.
We'll talk to Chris James coming up at the break. Warrior girls, the winner, 62-26 earlier tonight. Snicker on the drive, kicked it back out. McKinstry was there to chase it down. Holds it top of the circle, rolling. Out on the perimeter against the zone. Howe back up top to McKinstry. They close out on him. Now the Warriors will reset. Up by 14. No look pass to Thurman. Going one-on-one. He spins, cut off, gets it to Howe, drives baseline, left it short.
Got stuffed by the rim.
Got too far underneath. Guy to Mybor. Off the dribble, takes it into traffic. Yo-yos it back out, goes underneath the Staley, who gets the layup. Got loose underneath.
Good pass.
Four for Staley, lead back to 12 at 34-22. Jayhawks just kind of hanging around. They took Washington's best shot. Snitker to McKinstry. Ball faking a drive. Takes it left baseline. Cut off by Myborg. Looking for help. Skips it cross court to Rowland. Now Haug. He'll drive in again and got fouled on the double team.
Trying to drive that baseline. Washington's not quite as fluid offensively when McCurry's not in there. He's waiting to come back in after this free throw.
Third foul on Sam Staley. And to the free throw line goes Chandler Howe. He'll have a pair and in and out on the first.
Jefferson does not normally get a lot of scoring off their bench.
Usually comes from the starting five. You're right. Second free throw also no good. And Staley gets the board. Staley, Guy, Reed, Shockley, and Myborg in there for the Jayhawks. Guy going to go one-on-one, lost it. Snitker with the takeaway. Feed ahead to Thurman. Collects, goes up, too strong. Put back good by Chandler Haug. That's five for Haug, 36-22.
His third offensive board.
Reed for three, won't go. Weak side board, though, to the Jayhawks as Shockley gets it. Pull up, Myborg, three-pointer, almost banked it home, and the rebound to Howe. That one's almost in a couple times off the bank.
We're in the final minute of the half.
See what the Warriors elect to do right here. McCurry starts the drive, cut off, back up top to Snitker with 35 seconds to play.
We're going to go for the final shot with 30 seconds to go.
27 seconds. Worst the Warriors could do is go in with a 14-point lead.
Warriors have had 17 field goal attempts this quarter. That's a lot.
Down to 12 seconds. Snitker directing traffic up top with the high left-hand dribble. Standing. Now they'll get into it. 6 seconds. Comes off the screen set by McCurry. No look pass. Rowland. Corner three. No. Rebound Jefferson. The heave at the horn is no good. And we are at halftime. Our score at the break. Cedar Rapids, Washington 36. Cedar Rapids, Jefferson 22. And we'll come back, talk halftime with you after this 2-minute break here on KGYM.
Gold, did you know? Sports Radio, KGYM.
Testing, testing, 1, 2. Can you say something into the mic?
Red leather, yellow leather, the tip of the tongue, the top of the teeth.
All right, what's this for?
It's a life insurance company. Ethos.
Oh, okay.
You know, I looked this up last night. No joke, ended up applying for life insurance.
No way.
Yeah, seriously. I didn't have life insurance and always heard it was so complicated and time-consuming, but this was easy.
Oh, nice.
It took only a few minutes to apply. You get a quote right away, pick your policy, and answer some questions, all in 10 minutes. It wound up being affordable, too. And you know what? I feel good to have finally gotten covered for my family.
Wow, what's it called again?
Ethos. But the website is ethoslife.com.
Well, okay. It's in my notes. Ready to do this?
Yeah, wait. Doesn't that red light mean we've been on the air the whole time?
Yep.
Oh, well, I said it already, but here it goes.
Get a free instant quote and submit your application within minutes at ethoslife.com. That's ethoslife.com.
Gold, did you know that Gatorade Zero has all the same electrolytes but with zero sugar?
I did know that because I drank some Gatorade Zero after I ran 2 miles at the gym this morning.
Two, please. I ran three.
Did I mention I also was on a 6 incline?
You didn't, but that's interesting because that's 2 less than I was on.
Were you also running backwards? Because I was.
No.
Gatorade Zero, all the electrolytes with zero sugar. So you can get more out of Zero. It's time for some straight talk.
I'm ready for it.
You want the best coverage, right?
Of course. Don't want the QB throwing any deep bombs.
I'm talking about coverage on your smartphone, Wingo.
Oh, I get you now. I want the best nationwide coverage then.
Well, you'll get it with Straight Talk. The same great 4G LTE networks as the big guys for up to 30% less.
Man, you got to grab that deal and run with it.
Take it to the house.
With nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, get the Straight Talk $45 unlimited plan with 15 gigs of high-speed data. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Cedar Rapids and Iowa City Sports Radio, KGYM.
Halftime here from Cedar Rapids, Washington, and our score at the break. The Warriors, with a big second quarter, lead it 36-22. They had an 18-7 second quarter as they take the 14-point lead into the halftime break. A 21-5 run got things rolling for Washington. And, boy, Washington had it going offensively. They had it going defensively, and they had everything going.
And they're really hurting them on the backboards. 11 offensive rebounds by my count for the Warriors. That's a lot.
Take a look at the scoring at the break for Washington. Jamar Thurman leading the way. 14-point first half for Thurman. 5 field goals and 4 free throws. 6 points for Mick McCurry. The leading scorer for Washington at 18 points per game. 5 points for Joe McKinstry off the bench. Chandler Haug with 5. Braden Wright off the bench with 4. And Emmanuel Rowland had 2 points. For Jefferson, Willie Guy leading the way with 11 points at halftime. 4 points for Sam Staley. Ozzie Myborg with 3, and Jackson Snyder had 2 points in the first half. Turnovers, 9 for Jefferson. Washington had 4 turnovers only in that first half. 9-6, Warriors lead it as far as bench scoring in the first half. And how about take a look at your stat sheet?
Well, Washington is 13 for 28 from the field. That's 46%. They are just 1 out of 7 from three-point range. Haven't nailed too many there. The Jayhawks are 9 for 20 from the field. They are 3 out of 9 from three-point range. Free throw line's been a big difference as the Warriors are 7 for 12, just 1 out of 5 in the second quarter, or could have had an even larger lead. The Jayhawks have only gotten to the line 4 times and made 1. Rebounds, the Warriors have 18 to 13 for the Jayhawks, and as I mentioned, 11 offensive boards for the Warriors, 5 offensive rebounds for the Jayhawks. The leading individual rebounders for the Warriors, Chandler Haug has 5, Jamar Thurman has 5, 3 for Riley Pankey as he made his presence felt. And for the Jayhawks, their leading rebounders, Rayshon Shockley with 4 and Willie Guy with 3.
All right. I'm going to have you pass the headset here. We're going to get Chris James on, talk a little golf here. And, no, we're going to talk about basketball. You can talk golf.
Okay.
And we'll get Chris on as the Washington Palms are entertaining the crowd here at the halftime break, and Chris is on his way over. As the Warrior women won earlier tonight 62-26 over the Jefferson Jayhawks, and Chris James joining me, the head coach for the Warriors. And tell you what, first thing first, give Jason's team a lot of credit, because boy, they've gotten a lot better since the beginning of the season.
Yeah, they really have. That's a credit to him. No surprise there. You know, obviously he had some girls that didn't go out to start the year, but the girls that he has, he's done a really good job with. And I know it's probably frustrating at times with him. He won't ever say it, but only having 8 or 9 girls at practice makes it hard. You can't scrimmage or anything. But like I said, to his credit, he's done just a great job with making sure those girls continue to get better.
Well, and I know a good win. I think you guys did much better in the second half. In the first half, I thought you were, and you thought as well, you were kind of settling for the three-pointers a little bit too much. Still took threes in the second half, but they were better looks, and you went inside a little bit too.
Yeah, it was more in the flow of the offense in the second half. I thought in the first half we settled. You know, we kind of hunted some threes, and we play better when we're patient on offense. We play inside out, and the defense collapses, and then we're able to find the shooters out there. So it's just amazing how the game works. You know, you make an easy bucket inside, and it seems like the outside shots start to go in better too. So that was definitely an emphasis at halftime. And the credit to our girls, they listened and they responded. I think we had 23 points in that third quarter.
Well, Hannah Stolke was terrific. When has she not been this year? But ended up with 26 points tonight. And like we talked about, she missed some shots that in 2 years she's not going to be missing. She probably could have had about 35.
Yeah, yeah. She she's shooting like 56, 57% from the field on the year. You know, and tonight I think she was 10 of 18. A lot of her looks were inside. You know, they got some decent height, though, over there at Jeff. I think they got 3 6-footers that that played. So there were some contested ones, but I know she was a little frustrated. She didn't make more of them. But she's done a lot of good things for us. I think maybe the thing that impresses me the most with her in the post is her ability to pass and find the open girls and just read the defense when they collapse.
We got a lot of good balance tonight, I thought, too.
Yeah.
Bench came in and helped you out a little bit. You didn't need all your big scorers to score tonight.
Right, right. Yeah, I think Merrick McBride hit a three for us, and Sydney Engledow came in, did a good job, hit a three for us. Ariana Thomas played some good minutes, and Sammy Squires did as well. You know, like you said, though, I think Mia, you know, didn't score as much as she usually does. I think she had 5, and she averaged about 12 or 13, but I think she had 8 or 9 rebounds tonight, just played a solid game. Riley came in and, you know, hit some buckets for us. When she gets rolling, I think her confidence gets sky high. And, you know, Izzo, I think, only had 5 tonight, didn't get many shots. But it's just depends on the night who's gonna get more of the looks for us.
Well, we talked about the fact that the pairings came out this week, and you know what you're going to have to do now to get to Des Moines. But like we were talking about during the game, if you guys are playing up to your potential, there's nobody in the state really you can't beat. And if you got to go on the road over to Central Iowa, you got to go on the road to Central Iowa. That's the way it is. And I know you guys aren't going to back down any.
That's right. Yeah. And you know, we think we like the matchups that we have that are going to come our way. We're going to play the winner of the Dubuque Senior and Waterloo West game. We're going to host that for that second round game, which will be a good test for us. You know, if we're fortunate enough to play well, chances are we'll probably play at Valley. And, you know, we saw them scrimmage over winter break. And they got some really talented girls. I know they got the girl Zoe. I can't remember her last name, but she's going to Maryland, I think.
Yeah, Zoe Young.
We're going to be prepared for whoever we get, but most importantly, we got to close out the regular season the way we want, and then you know, make sure we're focused on the Waterloo West Dubuque Senior opponent before we look ahead of that.
Yep, and not a lot of practice this week.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy.
How weird was that?
It's been weird. The last 2 weeks have been really weird. You know, I'm just glad we got the game in last night. I think we were one of the few teams that actually played, you know, a game. And I think Senior made it about halfway down, and then they called their AD, and they're saying, this is we hit a wall of snow and wind, and they weren't sure they were going to make it. But I think the AD said, it's up to you, and they ended up finishing the travel down here and getting that game in, because, you know, if we didn't get the game in last night, we're going to have to squeeze it in some other time. And, you know, I'm just glad that we did that. But practice has been quite unique. I don't think anybody practiced Wednesday when it was negative 55 wind chill out.
No, and there's not a lot you can do about it. And you just kind of bang off the rust and you kind of go.
Yeah, and, you know, everybody's in the same boat, so we get it. I think we're fortunate, though, because we have 3 games left in the regular season, and we have at least a day off between each game. And I know, talking to Jason over here, Jeff, I think they have 5 or 6 games in a matter of, like, 9 days, 8 days. So. And I think I saw Davenport North still has 8 games to play or something like that.
They're going to have 8 in the next 10 days.
It's like, that can't be good for kids' legs, for, you know, worrying about injuries. And, you know, I worry a lot about that and trying to get all those games in. So we're pretty fortunate to just have 3 left and, you know, have time in between each game.
Now you're not going to get the Moline game back, right?
No. That was a crazy deal. Basically, they had Washington, Illinois on the schedule for that day, and they had contacted them saying that the game was canceled, you know, even though we'd played them for the last, whatever, 10 or 15 years. So we're not going to schedule that one, and that's fine. I think we're looking at a different non-conference game next year anyway, so no worries there.
No, only 20 games this year.
Only 20 games this year, that's right.
Well, you're still in it as far as the division championship is concerned, so didn't hurt you tonight, but a good win, and good to see Frank here tonight.
It was good to see Frank and see Micah. it's always good to have some legends come back. And obviously after their game they played, I don't remember, was it last night they played?
Yep.
Mount Mercy and Graceland. So it's good to have them back and talk to him a little bit. I know he's heading back tonight, so don't get too much time. But to your point about the conference standing, it was nice to see City West knock off City High last night to give them a one in the L column.
Yep, and so nobody undefeated right now.
That's right, right.
All right, we'll let you go.
Sounds good.
Great job tonight, and we'll see you down the road, Chris.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Chris James, head coach of the Warriors, as they went at 62-26 earlier on tonight in the girls' game, as both teams back out. Some scores to throw your way, courtesy of Jeff back in the studio. Close one, Cedar Falls just edges Waterloo West, that by a score of 52-48 tonight. West Liberty beats Regina 49-33. Northland, no problem with Central City, 88-49. Anamosa beat Comanche, that by a score of 58-44. Some of the girls' games. Denny, in case you missed it, Cedar Falls beat Waterloo West 52-48 tonight in girls' basketball.
Tight game.
Very tight game. Well, here at halftime, Washington with a 14-point lead. They probably didn't want to see the halftime come.
No. They were able to survive several minutes without McCurry on the floor. And Thurman had a huge half with, 14 points and 5 rebounds?
Correct.
So headed for a double-double.
The Iowa men a winner, 74-59, in case you did not hear. Catch that earlier on. Now, Hawkeyes knock off 5th-rated Michigan tonight down at Carver Hawkeye. So if you're on your way home, thanks for tuning in. Wash going to come out with McCurry, Snitker, Thurman, Emmanuel Rowland, and McKinstry's going to start the second half. And for Jefferson, they got into some foul trouble in that first half with two players with two and one with three. It's going to be the Jayhawk basketball. Shockley, Myborg, Hawkins, Bozek, and Guy. Guy up top, they double him. As Jefferson goes to the bucket to our left.
And Snickers on Guy this half.
Going to be Rowland on Bozek. Myborg, couple jab steps, spin move right free throw line, kicks it back out top. Now to Myborg, fakes on the three. Turns, got doubled, gets to Myborg. Deep left wing three, too strong, and Thurman the rebound. That was a good defensive effort by Washington.
It was. Rebound number 6 for Thurman.
And McCurry hits a three. They leave him open. And Mick McCurry now with 9. Other end, quick three won't go. Rebound volleyballed around. McKinstry has it for Washington. Warriors by 17. Biggest lead of the ball game. McCurry for 2 in a row. A deep one. He gets another one.
That's how to start a half.
42-22. Washington on fire right now. Shockley to Myborg. They work the left side. Hawkins takes the left free throw line. They lob it down low. Shockley, spin move on Thurman. Got doubled by McCurry on the help. Guy, shake and fake move. Drives in, stops. Hang, shoots, and scores on a 10-footer. That's 13 now to lead Jefferson for Willie Guy. But an 18-point deficit, 42-24. Jeff back to the zone. High post, Thurman, he spins. Got double team, following shot good. He got the roll.
Might have gotten away with the walk.
Went in, though. 44-24, he's got 16. Myborg driving baseline. Picks it back out to Bozek in the corner. Play 2 minutes here in half number 2. Myborg to Hawkins. Comes right, leaves it for Shockley. Going to go one-on-one. He'll pull up from 15. Back iron, no. Offensive board. Back out to Myborg for 3. He missed. Third effort up and good by Shockley. And a timeout for Jefferson. 30-second timeout going to be taken here by the Jayhawks. 5:36 to play in the third. Down 18.
Was it 34-22 at the half or 36?
36.
Okay. those first two threes, if Wash gets the first two threes, they have a 20-point lead. If Jeff got those first two threes, it'd be a 6-point game. That's how big those shots were.
And McCurry felt it coming out of the locker room.
He did.
Wash just has a spring in their step tonight.
They do. They're playing inspired basketball.
Mentioned in the pregame, Jefferson looking for the sweep of the other Cedar Rapids Public Schools this year with a win tonight.
Well, that was a good win for the Warriors in their last game on Saturday over at Kennedy. They had lost three straight prior to that one against three pretty good teams.
And the Warriors swept Kennedy this year. Washington with the basketball off the timeout. Little man pressure put on, and Jeff's going to go to the man-to-man. This doesn't happen very often.
I think it's a good move by the Jayhawks. They got to change things up.
Snitker picked up by Mybor. Over to McCurry. He'll drive baseline, cut off by Willie Guy. McKinstry coming off the dribble. Cut off by Bozek. We'll see if the Warriors can use their height advantage. Thurman drives in on Shockley. Spins in the right block, looking for help. Kick to the cross court. Rolling on the fake. Good defense.
Very good.
Inside McCurry. Turnaround good. That's what the Jayhawks are going to have trouble stopping in the man.
That was a height advantage basket. And the Warriors are perfect 4-for-4 here in the second half.
And they lead by 20. 46-26. Shockley chases down up top. Going to go one-on-one. Hesitation dribble. Kick to the corner. Myborg three. No. Rebound. McKinstry.
Good box out.
And a foul on Myborg, trying to take it away from Snitker. Only 3 points for Myborg. Bozek has not scored tonight. As Chandler
Both,
Howe comes in.
Bozek and Myborg have been a little quick with their threes. You mentioned that before, just not quite getting set. And that might be because of the Warrior pressure getting to them.
Braden Wright into the ballgame as well for Washington. Snitker to McKinstry, left wide open, but he lost going down the lane and then committed the foul.
It was an opening and he went hard to the basket and then it closed.
First on McKinstry. Yeah, it looked like the Red Sea parted for a moment. 46-26 coming up on the halfway mark of the third quarter. Hawkins holds it between the circles in front court. Guy at the right point to Bozek. Stop and go dribble. Cut off by McCurry. Leaves it for Mybor. Nice pass back door. Layup no good. Put back good by Hawkins off the guy miss.
Great give and go.
46-28. McCurry off the clear out. Leaves it for Wright. Spins down the lane. Scoop layup good, but wave it off and travel on Wright.
But I think this change to the man defense by Jefferson is bothering Wash a little bit.
Well, you practice for a zone for a long time all week, and then they give you man.
Yep. Just changing things up.
Going one-on-one. Shockley driving baseline. Leaves it for Hawkins. Kick out to Bozek. Left wing three, and he hits. His first field goal of the night, and Jeff back within 15. 46-31.
Quite a one-on-one here between Snicker and Myborg.
And McCurry goes back door to right. High off the glass with it. No. And Guy one hands the rebound. Guy through traffic. Lead pass to Hawkins underneath. They kick it back up top to Guy. Over to Bozek. Fakes the three. Got fouled by McKinstry as he went to make a move.
Got the legs tangled up.
And he got to call it.
Yep.
Roland in, McKinstry out for Washington. 3 minutes to play in the third, 46-31. Warriors by 15. Off the screen, Bozek three, and he hits again.
He's got the feel right now. And that three-point basket can tighten the game up in a hurry.
Eight in a row, 46-34. Jefferson's got it back within a dozen. Snitker angling right off the McCurry screen. To Howe, looking for the high-low, pass inside, kicked. And it will stay with the Warriors.
Washington really isn't running much right now in this man-to-man situation.
Ross Snitker to put it in play. Lobs it into McCurry. McCurry backs his way in, got doubled, cross-court pass, rolling for three, ring it up.
McCurry found him.
That's good ball movement right there. Off that out-of-bounds play, 49-34. Shovel underneath the guy, and he got the layup on the assist from Mybor. Both teams shooting it well.
Wash is 5-for-6 this quarter, and Jeff has made its last four shots.
49-36. Snitker turns the corner, drives in, got the layup in traffic.
Well, Snicker's a pass-first player, but Mybor is really pestering him, and I think Ross is taken up to the challenge.
51-36. Cross court to Bozek. Step back three. Got it again. Oh, he's on fire. 51-39. Lead at a dozen. Snitker again. A drive and a kick. This time to Haug. Lost it on the high dribble and a timeout to save the possession. This will be a 30.
Getting a little ragged here. The Warriors are 6-for-7 from the field in this quarter, and the Jayhawks have made their last five.
Both teams shooting it well. Is it good offense or
not
so good defense?
I think Jeff's ticked up the effort on the defensive end, and the Warriors played pretty solid defense all night, really.
Good to see a nice house here for Wash Jeff.
Yeah.
Don't see these crowds as much as you used to.
No, I saw the Jefferson Hall of Fame last weekend with Tom Holland going in, and reminded me of those Jeff Wash battles between Holland and Heck and filling the gyms years ago.
They were something. Pankey in, Haug, Wright, Thurman, and Roland. So McCurry on the bench right now for Washington. See what the Warriors do here against the man-to-man. Cross-court pass stolen away. Good anticipation by Bozek, and he got fouled going up by Pankey. Third team foul, second on Riley Pankey.
Good anticipation by Bozek to get the steal on the long cross-court pass by Wright.
This is the exact same thing that Blaze Bozek did in the Oskaloosa win at the Cell Center in the third quarter.
He's a pest.
Free throw good, and that's 10 in the quarter for Bozek.
First free throw of the second half, correct? By either team.
You got it. Got them both. Bozek, only his third and fourth free throws of the year.
Wow.
He raised his percentage from 50 to 75 right there. Pankey going one-on-one, got the roll.
Friendly bounce. And the Warriors are 7-for-8 this quarter.
53-41, lead at 12. Leaner no good from the lane by Mybor. Got it bounds. It'll stay with Jeff.
Myborg's frustrated. He's not used to this low point production, kind of looking for his shot right now.
Yeah, average is 13. Only has three right now. They'll inbound to Shockley. Turns right free throw line against Thurman, against the man-to-man. Mybor circles left, lost it going in. Kicks it back now to Bozek, who's had three threes. Here's Guy for three, and he connects.
We have a shooting contest going on, a game of horse.
53-44, lead in single digits. Roland going one-on-one. Drives, gets it over to Thurman. Takes it in, spins. Follow away 10-footer, that's short. Rebound, Willie Guy. Jayhawks can close within 6 or 7, and the pass goes out of bounds behind Bozek. And right away, Snitker and McCurry back in for Justin Decker in Washington.
Yeah, I don't think you want to keep McCurry on the bench very much.
The freshman, Braden Kindheart, will come in for Jeff. Guy will come out with 22 seconds to play in the third. First time Willie's been out all night.
22.6.
Washington bringing it up with 18 seconds. Snitker again working on Mybor. They've been going at it in the second half. No 5-second count. Now it's on. Work the weave up top to McKinstry, who's just checked back in. McCurry goes between the legs with it. Pull up three. No good. And that will do it for the end of the third quarter of play. We are through three. Cedar Rapids, Washington, 53. Cedar Rapids, Jefferson, 44. And we'll come back with quarter number four in a minute. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on KGYM.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. And right now, get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail when you buy a Sylvania Silver Star Ultra Headlight Twin Pack or 2 single packs purchased on the same sales receipt. Visit any of our 5,600 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with Way Forward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Sports Radio, KGYM.
Crowd into it, everybody into it, and Wash with the ball as we start the fourth, 53-44. Warriors with the lead. Jefferson will stick to that man-to-man. They've abandoned their 2-3. McKinstry on the hand back to Snitker. Circles it up top, guy on him. Driving a kick out to Pankey. Turns down to three, penetrates, and got held, I think, by Bozek.
I think it might have been Staley reached in.
Ooh, you're right, and that's his fourth.
Myborg on the bench here for a moment.
Warriors looking inbound, and they get it into McKinstry. To McCurry. McCurry, Thurman, McKinstry, Snitker, and Pankey for the Warriors. Snitker looking inside. He'll set it back up. Give you the Jayhawk lineup coming up in a moment. Snitker on the dribble drive. Takes it inside and finishes with the right hand.
I really like the way he plays. He just doesn't show emotion, plays hard, doesn't let things rattle him.
Lead back to double digits, 55-44. Myborg, or make it Bozek. Flips the pass back to Staley. Guy in there along with Kindheart and Shockley. Rajon to Kindheart. The freshman gives it up. Trying to split a double team Bozek, and he got fouled. Team foul number 4 on the Warriors. And the third on Riley Pankey is Chandler Haug will come in for Jamar Thurman. Jefferson to put it in play. Minute into the fourth quarter. Guy off the clear out, looking to go one-on-one. Snitker cut him off. Hands it back to Bozek, trying to flip it in the corner to Kindheart. Guy penetrates. No look, bounce. Staley missed the bunny, got it back, and got fouled on the putback.
Boy, he had a point-blank bunny, as you said, but he did get his own rebound and goes to the line.
Boy, he stayed with it, though.
He did.
And 2 free throws coming up for Sam Staley. The senior gets the roll in the first.
Washington through three quarters, 20 for 38 from the field, over 50%. And Jeff, 17 for 34, exactly 50%.
Both teams shooting it well. Staley averaging 1.6 points a game. And has had 5 tonight. Make it 6. Ozzie Myborg back in. Staley will take a seat with the 4 fouls. Warriors by 9, and now we're going to see some man pressure again.
Warriors led by 20 twice, but it's down to 9 now.
Led at 46-26. Snitker to McCurry. Fakes, drives left in the lane. Nice spin move, takes it inside. Got it blocked on the double team. Shockley and Guy with the block.
Myborg tried to draw a charge on Snitker, having a little conversation with the official there.
6:22 to play in the ball game. Lob in to McCurry. On the right block, takes it in and scores.
Sometimes he looks like a man playing with boys out there.
Quick three in the other end, in and out by Bozek. And the rebound out of there to the Warriors.
Chandler Haug with his 6th rebound of the game.
Curry sets the screen up top. Again, Snitker turning that corner and got fouled this time by Myborg. 3 on Myborg, only the 3rd against the Jayhawks, though. We're going to get a timeout by Jefferson. We'll take it with him. exactly 6 minutes to play in the ball game. It is Washington 57, Jefferson 46. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
Two state champions from a season ago collide this Saturday afternoon on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join Steve Dozer and me this Saturday at 3:15 on the North and South gyms as Class 4A number 1 rated Marion meets Class 5A number 12 Iowa City West. Both Marion and West took state crowns a year ago as each looks to get ready to defend their titles. That's girls high school basketball, 4A number 1 Marion at 5A number 12 Iowa City West, Saturday afternoon at 3:15 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYM.
After the timeout, it'll be Washington ball. Scott Unash and Denny Gettle back with you here on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM. Set play. McCurry takes it in off the screen and scores.
Screen by Haug. Nice pass to set it all up by Snicker.
18 for Mick McCurry. A big second half, 59-46, and McCurry commits the foul on the reach.
A Matador defense.
No free throws. That's only the sixth team foul. So Myborg to inbound, right of the glass looking in front court. Looking, gets it into Kindhart. Wide open, three, no. And McCurry the board.
Just his second of the game.
McCurry and Snicker, Haug, McKinstry and Roland in for Washington. McCurry off the clear out. Right of the circle. Bullet pass inside off of Haug. Chases it down, though. Warriors will keep the possession. Setting it up against the man-to-man. And a hand check on Myborg. And that's four. You can almost see that coming.
Yeah, Myborg's just playing a little bit angry tonight. He's just got to relax and play the game.
As Jamar Thurman back in for Washington. They're going to keep Myborg in there with four.
Yeah, it's crunch time here. 13-point margin, 5 minutes to go. He's got to play smart.
No reason to take him out. Going to keep him on Snitker, too. Passing in the lane. Tip comes right back to Thurman on the drive to Roland. Takes the right free throw line. Back up top. And now the Warriors will set it up. No need to shoot quick, and Snitker takes it in, off balance, no, Thurman rebound and a putback on the weak side. 18.
He's had a great game.
Through traffic, Myborg lost it out of bounds. Hey, 11 turnovers in the game for the Jayhawks.
And Coach Horman is going to give Myborg a little rest here, see if he can get him calmed down. 15-point game. This is crucial time for the Jayhawks. We've seen the Warriors let late leads get away against Hempstead and Waterloo West, so we'll see if they can hang on to this one.
Wash trying to get back to the 500 mark at 8-8. They dump it inside to Thurman. Back up top to McCurry, going one-on-one. Little jab step, gives it up to Snitker. Snitker, stop and go move. Up to Thurman. He'll try the 17-footer. No, rebound out of bounds. It'll stay with Wash. And it went off the hands of Evan Griffith. 4:11 to play. Inbound. They get it to McCurry. Double down on the block. Going to go one-on-one. Backs his way in. Back to Snitker for three. No. And the rebound to Shockley. Shockley. Wing pass to the corner. Griffith. High arching three. Short. McCurry gets the board. You got to think every possession, take some time, and you got to get it to McCurry if you're Wash.
Yep.
At least let him touch it. Washington, a good free throw shooting team, too.
Only four team fouls on the Jayhawks.
They try to come back on it. Isolated on the right block. McCurry now gets doubled up top to Thurman. Goes between the legs with it. Stop and go move. Throws it off the glass wildly. No. And the rebound up ahead to Jefferson. Griffith. Drive. No look pass. Guy penetrates. Right back. It comes inside. Stolen away by McKinstry.
Good anticipation.
Good job coming in on the weak side. 3 minutes to play in the ball game, and Washington up by 15. Dump inside, McCurry trying to back his way in, working on Shockley, kicks it back out up top of the key to Roland. They work at the Snicker, drives baseline in all the way and finishes with the right hand.
Snicker's had a great game. I don't think he's had a turnover that I can remember.
63-46, Washington by 17. 2:35 to play. Shockley over it comes to Griffith, fakes the three, steps in, open 10-footer, rimming no, offensive rebound, put back good on the weak side by Guy. Timeout, Jayhawks. And this will be a full timeout with 2:26 to play. We'll take it with them. 63-48, Washington on top. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Defend your vehicle from harmful elements and restore shine with Armor All Canister Wipes. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up Armor All Canister Wipes for $3.99. Easily remove dirt, dust, and grime with Armor All Canister Wipes on sale for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYN.
Over at Prairie tonight, the Prairie Hawks look like they're going to knock off Kennedy. They lead 73-58. Here it's Washington leading Jefferson, 63-48, and a carry in the backcourt on Pankey.
Bozek reached in there and caused Pankey to mishandle the ball.
Jefferson brings Myborg back in with the four fouls. Staley back in with four fouls with 2:21 to play. Guy gets it into Myborg. Only 3 points in the game. Bozek shot Jefferson back into it in the third quarter. Shockley lost it going in, and Snitker comes away with it.
Jeff made four threes in the third quarter, has yet to connect from three in this period.
McCurry, Snitker, Thurman, Roland, and Pankey. So 2 point guards in there right now for the Warriors. Backdoor bounce to Snitker up top. Under two to play, and Wash playing keep away now. Jefferson, though, with only 14 fouls.
Yep.
Thurman off the clear out, driving in, off the glass with the right hand, and scores down the lane.
But Thurman is having a night.
20 points for Jamar Thurman. Came in averaging 8.5 a ball game. Myborg, the hesitation dribble, leaves it for Shockley up top. Spins his way down the paint, can't finish with the right hand. And McCurry out of there with it, and a foul on Shockley.
And I mentioned a bit ago that McCurry got his second rebound of the game, but he's getting the critical rebounds now.
Jackson Kramer will come in. Senior at 6'3". As Jackson Snyder and Mason Reed will come in for Jefferson. Minute 24 to go in a 17-point game. And now seeing some inbound and a foul.
Foul by the Jayhawks, which gets them to six.
Bowie will come in for Washington, and Jefferson's going to bring Moore in, Boshi in, and Hamamana in for the last minute 22.
Giving you a workout, Scott. And there's Thurman's had a great game, but Snickers had an equally great game, I think, for the Warriors.
So did McCurry.
Yep.
And the bench came through for Washington, double figures.
Yeah.
A lot of good things. Pankey, block-to-block pass. Bowie with a layup. 67-48. As good as I've seen Washington look all year.
Yep, they're having a night.
Moore on the drive. Picks it back outside. Three is good. Mason Reed gets the three. Under a minute to play, 67-51. The Warriors going to go back to the 500 mark. They pick up their fifth conference win. Wright coming off the screen. He'll try the three. That's off the back iron. And Kenny Moore got the rebound, and he got fouled. By Kramer, and that'll be the one in bonus. With 37 seconds to play. And the footballer Kenny Moore will go down and shoot the one and one. Girls basketball tomorrow afternoon at 3:15 here at KGYM. Has a free throw good. And the last year state champions in 4A and 5A get together.
Marion
and Iowa City West. One out of two. Lead pass thrown over the top of everyone and out of bounds with 32 seconds to play.
And where is that game?
Iowa City.
Okay.
3:15 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Looking forward to that one tomorrow. Snyder will try a three, and he gets it for the top of the key.
Jeff narrowing the margin here a little too late, I'm afraid.
67-55. Braden Wright will hold it out at the far hash mark to Roland. He'll drive in, tried to dunk it. Couldn't get it. Down to 3 seconds. That would have been a great way to cap off the night. And on the other end, shot won't go, and that's it. Washington and Jefferson split this season, each winning on their home court. Warriors win tonight, 67-55. We'll take a two-minute break. Come back with the postgame from Washington after this as you're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
Golic, did you know that Gatorade Zero has all the same electrolytes but with zero sugar?
I did know that because I drank some Gatorade Zero after I ran 2 miles at the gym this morning.
Two? Please, I ran three.
Did I mention I also was on a 6 incline?
You didn't, but that's interesting because that's 2 less than I was on.
Were you also running backwards? Because I was.
No.
Gatorade Zero, all the electrolytes with zero sugar. So you can get more out of zero.
Edible underpants, never classy. Edible arrangements, always classy. It's easy to make a big impression this Valentine's Day with the freshest fruit and the finest chocolate from Edible Arrangements. Don't wait until the last minute. Place your Valentine's Day order by February 10th and save 20% on all pickup orders over $50. Stop by your local Edible Arrangements and experience love at first bite or order online and have delicious delivered at edible.com.
It's time for some straight talk. I'm ready for it. You want the best coverage, right?
Of course. Don't want the QB throwing any deep bombs.
I'm talking about coverage on your smartphone, Wingo.
Oh, I get you now. I want the best nationwide coverage then.
Well, you'll get it with Straight Talk. The same great 4G LTE networks as the big guys for up to 30% less.
Man, you got to grab that deal and run with it.
Take it to the house.
With nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, get the Straight Talk $45 unlimited plan with 15 gigs of high-speed data. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
100 years of hard work can take you far, and no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team. We laced them up and took them to court, and we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYM.
It's a sweep tonight here for the Warriors on their home courts as we welcome you back on the postgame show after a Washington 67-55 win over Jefferson in the boys' game. The Warrior girls winning 62-26 earlier on in the girls' game tonight. tell you what, like I said, in the fourth quarter, I thought this was the best that Washington's looked all year that I've seen them.
I agree. They shot the ball well. That always makes you look better. But they did a lot of things well tonight and got contributions from a lot of different players.
Had the intensity as well.
That snapped a four-game winning streak by Jefferson in the series, and Jeff had won seven of the last eight. So Wash got a little revenge tonight and gets themselves back to a .500 record.
Take a look at the final scoring in the ball game. First of all, for the victorious Washington Warriors, now 8-8 on the season, 5-7 in the Mississippi Valley Conference. Two in double figures, led by Jamar Thurman. Came in as the third leading scorer behind McCurry and Mitbalski, but Campbell out right now. Thurman, averaging 8.5 a game, ended up with 20 points tonight, 8 field goals, and 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Mick McCurry, right at his season average, came in at 18, ended up with 18, 12 of those coming in the second half. He had 2 threes to start the third quarter, and that seemed to get him going in his game.
It did, and, you know, 3-point shot wasn't a big weapon for Wash tonight. They only made 4, but they made 3 in that third quarter. Those two right at the start of the third were critical.
Yes,
that 20-point lead.
6 points for Ross Snitker tonight, and did a lot more than that. He was outstanding for Washington. 5 points apiece for Chandler Haug. Emmanuel Rowland had 5. Joe McKinstry off the bench with 5. Braden Wright had 4. And then 2 apiece for Caden Bowie and Riley Pankey. For Jefferson, they dropped to 7-8, 5-7 also in league play. 2 in double figures, Willie Guy leading the Jayhawks, sharing game-high honors with 20 points tonight for the 5'10 senior, averaging 15 a game. Blaze Bozek with 11, all in the third quarter, hit 3 consecutive threes to get Jefferson from down 20 back to within 9. 6 off the bench for Sam Staley. Jackson Snyder had 5 points. Rajon Shockley had 4. Mason Reed with 3. Ozzie Myborg came in averaging 12.9 a game, and he ended up only with 3 points tonight. And DeMonte Hawkins had 2. Kenny Moore with a free throw for 1. Bench scoring was 15-13 Jefferson. Jayhawks with 13 turnovers in the ball game, while Washington had only 9 in the ball game tonight, as the Warriors come away with the victory. Now I'll throw it to you for a look at your stat sheet.
Well, Washington had a very good shooting night. It ended up 27 for 50 from the field, 54%, including 4 out of 13 from three-point range, so 31% from beyond the arc. They were 7 out of 12 at the free throw line, didn't shoot a free throw in the second half. Jefferson ended up 20 for 43 from the field, not bad shooting, about 45%. And they were 9 out of 24 from three-point range. So they outscored Washington 27 to 12 from three-point range, but still lost the ball game. They were 6 for 10 from the foul line, made 6 in a row near the end. And the rebounding, Wash had the edge 28-24, including 13 offensive rebounds. 11 of those came in the first half for Washington. The leading individual rebounder in the game, both teams, was Jamar Thurman with 7, had a very good game. 6 rebounds for Chandler Haug, 4 for Mick McCurry, 3 for Joe McKinstry, 4 for Riley Pankey, 1 apiece for Ross Snitker and Emmanuel Rowland. And for Jefferson, their leading rebounders were Rashawn Shockley with 6, Willie Guy the third with 6, and 3 for Sam Staley off the bench, 2 for DeMonte Hawkins, 1 apiece for Kindheart and Myborg, Moore, Snyder, and Boche, for their total of 24.
I thought Jamar Thurman was really good. Really good tonight.
Excellent game, and kind of pushed it in the second half after a really fast start. He's a guy that doesn't like to come out of the game, you can tell that. When he comes to the bench, he's not very content to be there. But he did a great job slipping around in that zone, kind of forced Jefferson out of that zone, I think. And Got a couple big shots near the end as well. Did a good job on the boards. Excellent game for Jamar Thurman.
And Ross Snitker does all the little things that Ross Snitker does.
He just
football field, but basketball court doesn't really matter.
You know, and I think, I don't know the facts here, but I think his leg injury and Braden Wright's leg injuries would have stopped a whole lot of players, and those two guys are gutting it out and being very productive on the basketball floor.
Yeah, doing a really, really good job as the Warriors go to 8-8. And you mentioned the pods are going to have – this is going to help seeding for Washington because they got a chance, I think, to get that number three seed in their particular sub-state.
Yeah, I would think Bettendorf be the number one seed there, but Dubuque Senior is right there too as number two. That's probably the two best teams of any pod. Those two are – very good teams, but Wash could get that three seed and maybe get a home game with Clinton
to
start the tournament.
And that's what you want. You want to get that as many home games as you possibly can to start things off. And I think Washington helped themselves in a big way tonight with this victory. And as far as Jefferson is concerned, a game under the 500 mark for the Jayhawks, but they look to their sub-state and sub-state number five. You got North Scott and Prairie. Probably going to be 1-2 in there.
And Pleasant Valley's 8-6, so they're looking at number three maybe.
And it's going to be Jeff and Hempstead kind of fighting it out for a home game.
Yeah.
So Jayhawks, I
think. And we saw Hempstead. They're not a bad team.
No, very good team. And I think Jeff goes Monday and Tuesday next week, and I have to double check
that. They do. They have at Wallard on Monday, home against Iowa City West Tuesday, and they go to Liberty on Friday. Busy week.
Yeah, it'll be a busy week, but they're not the only ones.
No, everybody's playing.
Having a busy week as the Warriors get a victory tonight, 67-55, to complete the sweep. And, you know, that's how you write it up as far as Hall of Fame nights are concerned, right?
Yep.
That's the way you always wanted to do it when you were AD.
Well, you like to show the alumni and the people who come back what's going on in your program, and you hope it's positive.
Yep.
You know, let's be honest here. Wash and Jeff have not had strong basketball for the last few years, and it'd be great to see these two teams get over the hump, and they're both right there.
And I think it just shows how much the game has grown. These are two good basketball teams.
They are.
They got good talent out there, and they're both right around the 500 mark in this league.
They are. Neither has been to state in a while. Jeff went three straight times back 2010, 11, and 12.
Mr. Utah.
And Washington hasn't been there since 2011, so that'd be a goal for both those teams to try and get back there soon.
With another Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Leading the way as well for that team. So, yeah.
Pretty good shooter.
Not bad. Not bad. So it's been a while for both of these programs. They're going to try to make it back to the state tournament. Going to get a word with head coach Justin Decker of Washington coming up here again tomorrow as we will be down in Iowa City with Iowa City West and Marion Girls. Steve Dozer will join me for that one. 3:15 will be on the air on 107.5 and 106.3 FM coming up tomorrow afternoon. The 4A champions from a year ago, Marion. And the Indians, if they win tonight, will put number 41 in a row in the win column, and they put that streak up against West High, and all they did was beat City High on Thursday night.
Oh, that's right. You can put the top down on your convertible tomorrow, maybe.
Not sure. Not sure we're going to get that gutsy tomorrow, but we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. And there's Justin Decker, the head coach of the Warriors, joining us. And tell you, got to be proud of the guys. I thought they gave a really good effort offensively and defensively in the game tonight.
Yeah, I think that was the difference between this game and the first time we played them, is we came out trying to be more of the aggressor, more of the physical team, and we established that inside with Jamar Thurman right away inside the post. And, you know, they obviously we got to their bench because they, you know, committed some fouls and were able to get to their bench, but it was just because of our physicality. I didn't think our actual defense really picked up until the second quarter when we kind of started to extend the lead a little bit. But we got contributions from everybody off the bench, which is a sign of a good team at this time of the season, and we're going to need that because, as you know, with the weather and stuff, we have a lot of games to make up in a short amount of time. And this kind of win with the win against Kennedy, kind of just, you know, catapults us to hopefully to get, you know, the end off to a good stretch here. And got a lot to go still, though. A lot to go.
Yeah, you mentioned Jamar Thurman, and boy, he was just terrific. 20 points. How many rebounds, Danny?
Seven.
Seven rebounds tonight.
Three offensive, and I think three Four. Of the ones he put back in for layups, which was huge. You know what I mean? Yep. And he's a guy I expected to have a really good game. He struggled when he gets in foul trouble, and he kind of stayed out of foul trouble tonight. And then also, they're a little bit undersized. You know what I mean? And he's kind of an undersized post. He's really strong and physical. So he's had some games when he struggled going against a 6'6", 6'7", guy, but tonight he was obviously able to impose his physicality, I think. And again, with him and Mick McCurry at that high post and us to be able to stretch the floor with some of the guys that we had, they're tough to guard one-on-one. And so that was offensively, that was kind of the key. You know, after halftime, we put four out and then Jamar in there. We hit two threes, and then they ended up making an adjustment to go to the man. And that threw us off. It was a great adjustment by them because, you know, we hadn't practiced man. We're kind of already in our, you know, zone mentality. And, you know, they made some plays and got back, I think, seven or eight. And then our guys kind of settled down, and we made some, you know, some key baskets when we needed to kind of start pulling away.
I just really admire the way Ross Nitker plays. I mean, he had a lot of pressure, especially in that second half when Jeff was making the run. And he just never changes expression on his face. He's looking for the pass first, but boy, if you challenge him, he'll be up to the challenge. I comment on his play.
Yeah, and he's that engine that makes us go. He really is. You know, he's on stat wise, you'd think he's a pass first point guard, obviously because he's got four assists to one turnover. But you know, he didn't practice two straight days because he ripped off the toenail. I was excited to see what I got out of him, and towards the end, some of their guys were tired, and that's really what, you know, he was able to get to the paint and either share it with somebody else or finish at the rim. So, yeah, Ross is right now, he's our true point guard, and he's what really keeps us in the game. But you're right, the kid's never wavered at all season. So,
and Mick had those two big threes coming out of the locker room to get you the 20-point lead, and then he did his usual stuff in the second half. Comment on that, and then also the fact that so many times this year you guys had leads. And somebody would come back on you, and all of a sudden it would go away. Jefferson started to do that, but you guys responded tonight.
I think that's the growth of the season when we start there, you know what I mean? And our guys, I wouldn't say relaxed a little bit, but kind of thought it was when we get up 20, you know what I mean? We've lost, you're right, we've lost three games where we've been up 12 points, you know what I mean? And we've lost some games where we've been up the last couple minutes of games and have lost. And our guys are now starting to find a way to win those, you know, those games and make some big plays when they need to. And again, that's part of the season, the growth, you know. And if we lose some early in the year, that helps us win some at the end of the year. That's kind of what matters, you know. And like I said, the balance has been good night and day. Obviously, Mick McCurry's our most consistent guy. And you're right, he came out and hit that three right away. And obviously, that's a confidence builder when you get up to 20 points. But I'm kind of glad Jefferson did make a run, you know, and kind of fought back and punched us a little bit in the face, and we had to make another stand. That way I can see the growth of where our team is at as well. So,
well, I'm sure finishing with a winning record is a big goal. You know, hasn't happened very often for either of these programs in recent years. And both of you are hovering at the 500 mark in a very tough conference. And I think, you know, you don't get many practices the rest of the way. I counted 3 days, I think, you get to practice.
Yeah, but that's going to be tough. But it's more of a mentality thing. Guys showing up, preparing the right way. And that's what every night's been. The team that showed up to play in our league is typically the team that wins, you know. And it's a tough league. I mean, we've won some and lost some. We've lost a little bit more than I was hoping. But it's just about playing our best basketball at the end. And we're starting to get to that point, I think.
And it's going to help your seeding, too, to get that number three and to get a home game.
I think we're setting ourselves up for that chance, you know. And obviously, we've played Bettendorf, and we're going to play Senior. So we'll kind of know what the two top teams look like. But, again, it'll be more about us, and the ability to host a home game is important. It's huge, you know. And then anything else can happen as long as we just keep grinding away.
I've seen you play several times this year, and I think this was by far the most unselfish performance that I've seen out of your team. I thought you kids really played together tonight.
I appreciate that. And the stats don't lie. That's what it was, too. We had a positive assist turnover ratio. Guys shared it, especially at times when they could have made a play and chose to give up an average or a good shot for a great shot, and that's kind of what we're teaching. So,
all right. Well, enjoy the win, and for what, about before the NBA schedule kicks in.
That's right. That's right. I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Justin. Appreciate it. Justin Decker, head coach of the Washington Warriors, as they win it tonight, 67-55 over Jefferson. And that'll wrap things up here from Washington tonight on Hall of Fame night. And thanks to Grant Schultz and everybody here at Washington.
He'll sleep well tonight, I guarantee.
They put on a very good show here this evening as the Warriors win the girls' game and the boys' game here tonight. Denny, thank you, and I think we'll see you a little bit more as we get into February and March.
Well, I always enjoy doing this, you know that.
Your eyes made it through the game.
Yeah, they did. I had a little work on them this morning, and I had to use an assumed name tonight so my doctor doesn't think I'm breaking the rules.
Oh, no way. Not at all. But thanks, and had a good time, and we'll talk soon.
You bet. I hope both these teams finish strong.
All right, that's going to wrap things up. Big thanks to Jeff Downing and Keaton back in the studio. And a thanks to everybody for tuning in to the broadcasts here tonight. Final scores of our doubleheader tonight, won by Washington. In the girls' game, it was the 12th-rated in 5A Warriors 62, Jefferson 26. And in the nightcap, the boys' game, Cedar Rapids, Washington 67, Cedar Rapids, Jefferson 55. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM, and so long from Cedar Rapids, Washington.
Make new year, new career your resolution at mycomputercareer.edu, mycomputercareer.edu.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer, an office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier, had an errand to run.